the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Joe Rexroad, Lansing State Journal, will be with us at 10:30 here on Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, or you can follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. We're done talking draft for the day. I may have a little update for you next week. Scott is actually taking the week off next week. He's going to some bachelor party or something like that, so it's just me running the board, being live, doing all of it, so be patient with me next week as I'm pressing wrong buttons and doing all sorts of things like that. It's going to be fun next week. Going to be fun. But we're going to take a break from the draft now. Let's talk a little Red Wings and Tigers. Wings last night losing overtime to San Jose in San Jose. But I got to tell you, they deserve that loss, Scott. They played, other than the first period, they got dominated by San Jose. San Jose deserved that win. When you give up six penalties, when you spot San Jose's six power plays, and on top of it, you get outshot in the game 46-25, that's a huge issue.
I just felt bad for Jimmy Howard, the last goal in overtime, a deflection. He didn't really stand a chance on it.
Deflections happen.
Right. And to kill off the four-minute penalty to Justin Advocate, which an absolutely stupid play, blows a three-on-one break, turns around, gets a high sticking. Apparently, this blood makes it a double minor. I didn't see the blood. The dude has playoff beard. That's arbitrary because the refs saw the blood.
Yep.
They kill it, come back, deflection on a shot, goes five hole.
Well, you know, the thing is, if you get outshot 7-1 in overtime, that's not good. And that's usually the indicator. If you get outplayed in overtime, you usually don't win those games. It's usually just onslaught after onslaught until finally they break through your wall, so to speak. And so, you know, a lot of times with the Red Wings, I spot them one. And I think this is going to be one of those cases where they have one playoff game per series that I'll just spot them and say, you know what, that might have been an anomaly. And so we'll see how they handle game two. But if they get manhandled in game two like they did today, last night, I'm very concerned about the Detroit Red Wings. And this is shocking because after the sweep, I thought, of most teams, I'm not usually happy with a sweep because it's too much time off. But for a team with the Wings' age, I thought that that was very beneficial to them. But they came out flat. And maybe the reason they came out flat is because of that sweep. Now, the Sharks are a good team. Sharks are a very good team and a tough matchup for the Wings. So you don't know exactly what to expect in the last couple of games. But I will say that the Detroit Red Wings got outplayed. And if it wasn't for Jimmy Howard standing on his head for most of that game, they could have lost that game 5 or 6-1 easily.
And there's people complaining about the calls and everything, of how they were cheap. Bertuzzi's wasn't that bad. I forget what the other one was, but you can look to the first power play the Wings went on. Danny Heatley, I don't know where that call was. That was a terrible call.
All right, so what happened with that? Because I missed the first period of that game.
Well, it was weird. They called the penalty on Heatley, and essentially the puck was just going behind the net, and Rafalski was skating back to it, and Heatley came in, and they bumped into each other. Really, it didn't look intentional or anything like that. It looked like he kind of clipped Rafalski's skate, and I believe they called tripping on it.
Hmm.
And then Heatley had some choice words. He told the ref that he needed to wake up, essentially, with not as nice of language.
I will say, the Wings, if the regular season is any indication of how this series is going to go, going 1-3 during the regular season, losing 5-2 at one point, then losing 4-3, which is a closer game, and then losing their final game against them as well, that's not good when you're losing 3 out of 4 during the regular season. That's usually an indication that you're sort of outmatched by the team you're playing in the playoffs. So, it's the Wings. I'm never going to count them out of a game or a series. I think losing 2-1 and playing as poorly as they did is good.
Definitely. Then, before we get to Tigers, since we don't have much time, I figured the other game that I was watching last night was the Memphis Grizzlies eliminating
the
San Antonio Spurs.
Let's talk NBA for a second. Absolutely.
Z-Bo. Stupid, stupid nickname for Zach Randolph. And the Z-Bound, if I have NBA TV as well. So Game 5, that's what they kept calling everything. And it was very annoying, but Zach Randolph has been unbelievable. And I don't know if it's kind of a changing of the guard, as they say, with, out with the old Spurs, but the Grizzlies are not that bad of a team to watch. But the only problem is now they go against a team that I actually do like to watch, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, and actually I think that's going to be an interesting series because you're looking at two teams that are kind of the future of the NBA, which is young athletic teams. That seems to be where the NBA is going. Either you're a young athletic team or you're a big three and a bunch of role players in it. And so to see two young athletic teams go at it like they are, I think that could be pretty intriguing. Also, props to the Mavericks to lose that comeback game against the Blazers and then turn around and win that series. That's a good win for the Mavericks, who are usually known for choking in the first round of the playoffs.
And speaking of choking, the Orlando Magic, who everybody picked to sweep the Hawks, they are now out in Dwight Howard. Pick where you want
to
go.
I was about to say, I think it's Carmelo Anthony all over again. All right, when we come back, we'll talk Detroit Tigers. Also, got plenty of Michigan State football to go with Joe Rexroad. Lansing State Journal will be with us at 10:30. Final hour, weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.